rocks. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Rock Hunter.
Hi. Top of the morning to you.
Gonna be a great... No, it's not. I'm still violently hungover, I think. So. You know. I don't know if it's so much the hangover. Oh, God, just shut that sunshine off. I don't know if it's so much the hangover. It is just the general feel. Because I ate crappy yesterday, all right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of a general mix. You know, if I was 22, I'd be like, oh, whatever, man, let's go. Let's party. Woo! Now I'm like, I need to take a nap.
I'm going to be honest with you, Brock. I don't think I'm to the hangovers.
Are you still drunk? Yet. Are you still drunk?
I don't think I'm there. So I feel too, like, goofy and, like, you know,
gotcha,
little
okay.
Loop. I don't think I'm there yet, dude.
So you're drunk.
My brain doesn't hurt yet.
That's going to come about 10:30. We're going to wrap things up there. Oh, here it comes. Sucks, out now. Yeah, your best bet is probably just, like, get just a couple bags of ice. Throw them on your knees. I don't know why. I just feel like that's probably the spot that's going to hurt. Maybe one in the back of the neck and sleep until tomorrow morning. That's probably your best bet.
I just love when you wake up and you feel a certain way and you're like, why?
Yeah.
It's not spring break. What are you doing? Like, you're talking to yourself. What are you doing, man?
I have a lot of life moments when I'm brushing my teeth and I just lock eyes. I lock looking eyes with myself and I'm just, what are you doing? You piece of trash. You're a father, for God's sake. What are you doing? What? Did you have a good time yesterday? I hope you did, drinking by yourself, you piece of trash. As I'm brushing my teeth, just going, what are you doing with your life, man? Yeah. Come on.
That's when you make the most life decisions. Sit there looking at yourself.
Just staring at yourself in the mirror through bloodshot eyes. Look at you. You're a mess. Huh?
This guy sucks.
Is this the kind of guy you want your grandma to see? Huh? You have those moments. It's terrible. Oh, anyway. Now that I feel real good about myself, thanks, Hunter. Let's get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
It's Buds and the Biz.
What's up, Katie?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
took in a lot of air.
Not even mad.
But yeah, I've learned to just muscle through it. Just muscle through it. It's 2022, and people are still finding weird new things to shove inside themselves.
Still weird to me to say that. 2022.
I know, right?
What?
Right? Exactly. Hell, I was in a meeting the other day already talking about 2023 and things we can work. It's like, that doesn't sound. That's not right.
Let's slow down.
That's
here.
Not.
Come
this
on.
Is. Anyway. But anyway, with it being 2022, the 21st century, people still finding weird things to shove inside themselves. A 49-year-old man in Iran recently showed up the ER with a AA battery lodged in his urethra.
What? A AA.
Lodged?
Down the pipe, huh?
In his urethra. We won't get into how he managed that or why. But it had been there for 24 hours, and he couldn't get it out. Luckily, doctors were able to remove it without surgery and sent him home. He came back 5 months later, though, because he was having trouble urinating. It turned out there was a bunch of scar tissue possibly caused by the toxic materials in the battery. So they did have to do surgery, but he's doing better now. All right, you know what? Just cut it off.
What are you
doing? This guy doesn't deserve it.
Get rid of it.
Just cut it off, all right?
This guy's doing nothing good for it anyway. Dude, he shoved a battery in his.
What are you trying to power up, like a power glove? Like, that's not how it works, man. I know your girlfriend or wife probably has one sitting in the nightstand, but that doesn't mean that putting a AA battery in your donger is going to give you a little extra oomph to it. You know.
Here's the thing. All right, guys out there, yeah, those feelings, those thoughts, they do. They make you do weird things. You'll travel long distances to go chase it. You'll do a lot of things, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But putting a battery.
Yeah. Anything.
Dude, that's an important thing. Don't screw it up.
I do feel like in doing the show, we've had way too many times where we've talked about guys just being way. I've done questionable things with my
guys,
halfmate.
We need
okay.
to chill out a little.
Yeah.
Hey, you never hear of stories of girls like, I was so... You know, I was thinking about it so much. I just said no girl ever. It's always the dudes.
Yeah.
going great distances for a little bit of, oh, dude.
Here, you guys, this is what you got to do, okay? If you're having just these urges, all right, you're really, your brain is all clouded, all right? You're not thinking straight. Just pop one off, okay? Do a quick, just do a quick little pop off and think about it again, all right? And it sounds like a bad idea after you pop one off, because I do my best thinking, all right? After
dude,
I've fired
it's
one
the
up.
10 seconds right yep. after. It's like, dude, you're the smartest, most clear-thinking yep. dude ever.
And if after that you think, hey, this isn't a good idea, then don't do it, okay? Uh-huh. Just don't do it.
Okay? If you still want to put a double A in your wee-wee after, then go ahead. But at least give yourself those 10 seconds. Just saying.
It keeps going and going and going and going and going and going. That's why the Energizer Bunny's always amped up, man. Got a double A battery in his donger.
That's funny, dude.
And it's stuck in a drum. That's why he's beating it with the. Anyway, so guys, stop messing with your penises. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.